It's dismissal time on a cold afternoon at Troost Elementary School. Teachers distribute kindergartners one by one to the line of cars waiting outside.
He's already out.
According to some of the parents, it's not always this orderly inside.
It's a lot of negative going on in the school that other kids are picking up.
Maisha Houston has a kindergartner and a fifth grader at Troost.
The 10-year-old academic-wise is not doing well, and I don't think they're helping her. And the 5-year-old, he's doing good academically, but he's struggling with behavior following other students.
And they aren't the only ones struggling. The percentage of students proficient in math and reading at Troost is in the low teens. Another parent, Kanisha Griffin, is looking for options for her daughter, a high school freshman.
I would want her to get into a good college with her grades. I don't want it to seem like it was a waste of time for her to go to school and then not be accredited.
Kansas City schools haven't been fully accredited since the state of Missouri began testing students back in the 1990s.
If the Kansas City, Missouri school district can't get together, like I say, why make the kids suffer years on?
Until recently, the district appeared to be on an upswing. But after the superintendent left for Michigan in August, and then the loss of accreditation in September, state officials and even the mayor began talking takeovers. And neighboring school districts began fielding hundreds of calls from parents looking to transfer their kids.
How many of those follow through? How many would just show up without having contacted us previously? That's really an unknown to us right now.
Jim Hinson is the superintendent of the Independence Public School District. He says the uncertainty makes it hard to plan.
We're at the middle of the school year. We're already beyond capacity in elementary school. Are we going to see 500 students? If so, we don't have the appropriate staffing, number of teachers, the custodians, the nutritional services program.
Hinson and other area superintendents are also concerned that the transferring students will need extra academic help. That concerns officials in Kansas City, too, who argue that students would be better off staying in their district. Stephen Green is Kansas City's interim superintendent.
Encouraging transiency, which we know has a negative impact educationally for most students, particularly for students who are at risk, I don't think it is going to prove to be very helpful.
And Green is worried about the financial impact on his district if a lot of students transfer out. Tuition in the neighboring districts averages about $9,000 to $10,000, with hundreds more for transportation. If Kansas City also has to pay the transfer costs of students who currently attend private or charter schools, that would be an even bigger burden, and the squeeze would impact students who remain in the district. Still, Superintendent Green doesn't think that many students will leave.
I don't think we anticipate a large exodus or much migration. There will be some, as we expect there would be, who are curious and may want to pursue the right that they're entitled to, and we are in position to facilitate that as much as we can.
Green announced a plan last week to pay tuition and transportation for students who transfer to one of four districts, Independence, North Kansas City, Center, or Raytown. But there's a catch. Kansas City offered to pay on a monthly basis, and most of those districts require a year's tuition up front. In a similar case in St. Louis, the Missouri Supreme Court has already ruled that students have the right to transfer, with unaccredited districts picking up the tab and neighboring districts are obliged to admit them. That case goes back to lower court in March to work out the details, details which are very relevant to the Kansas City situation. Some lawmakers have also proposed changing the transfer law. But meanwhile, Kansas City parents are left trying to decide what's best for their kids. Parent leader Jamika Kendricks unfolds a cafeteria table, setting up for a community forum. She's happy with her daughter's school and says the district has been making progress over the past few years, just not fast enough to show up on test scores. Kendricks is trying to convince other parents to stay and work together to make the district better.
The way I could describe where a lot of parents are right now is they're looking at this as that place where you're right in between the chaos and the opportunity. And we're all trying to push the conversation to the let's take this as an extreme opportunity rather than a chaotic event.
In fact, state officials are calling on Kansas Cityans to come up with a new way to run the school district. The only thing they say they won't accept is no change at all. Sylvia Maria Gross, KCUR News.